Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we spoke about last week, how some schools are going to let students out all day for the total solar eclipse that will come April 8th, and certain parts of the country will be able to see it in full. Others will get to see parts of it. We have a warning from public health officials that you might need to brace yourself, as fatal collisions can increase when there is a total solar eclipse. Back in 2017, there was a 31% rise in fatal traffic accidents in the days before and after it. Now, you know, when you think about this, you're like, okay, well, the solar eclipse only lasts for about, you know, a few seconds. And yes, it might get dark for a little bit and then light. Yeah, it's not enough to, you could still pretty much see it, but that's not why. We think it's because of looky-loos. People want to look. And they'll, while they're driving, try and look, which you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to look out in the sun. So they also think that what happened is there were more people on the roads. So why would there be more accidents in the days before a total eclipse and the days after it? Well, because people wanted to drive to the places where they could see it. Now, I have to, you know, I'm being devil's advocate. I do like to commend people being very interested in things that happen astronomically. I mean, I would rather you find interest in constellations and other things in nature than just sit there watching TikTok. So I think somebody wanting to travel to see a meteor shower or to see an eclipse, as long as they're using eye protection, I'll support. But keep in mind, there might be people, more people on the roads, and that could then increase one's risk of accidents. They said in 2017, the total eclipse occurred on August 21. It passed southeast from the Pacific Northwest down through South Carolina. While the 2024 eclipse will begin in Texas, pass over the Midwest and New England. I live in the Southwest, so I don't get to see any of it. I'll get to see the partial. But for the eclipse on April 8th, it's going to last 4 minutes and 27 seconds. This will depend on where you're watching it and what path. The duration of totality will vary slightly between the Pacific coast of Mexico and Newfoundland and Canada. That's according to Ryan Milligan, a lecturer in astrophysics at Queen's University, Belfast, and being reported by Newsweek. However, as the moon's shadow is circular, it will also depend on how close one is to the center of the path. The closer to the middle, the longer it will be. And so, yes, it will be interesting. Am I going to drive to Texas? Am I going to drive to that part of the country? Probably not. April 8th, I'm going to be working. But they say the area of totality in 2017 was only 70 miles wide. But researchers found that road traffic fatality rates increased from an average of 7.9 per hour during the weeks before and after to 10.3 per hour on average in the 3 days spanning the eclipse. So that means for 6 days, you had a higher risk of at least a 33% increased risk of car accidents, fatal ones. So they believe that this time around, there's going to be 20 million people in the U.S. traveling from another city to view the eclipse. And so, you know, this is maybe even more. So we don't think it's the darkness. It's just you got more volumes of drivers on the road. So my advice then is, you know, if you prefer to go and see the eclipse, maybe get there a different way. Maybe understand people could be driving like crap. People could be stoned. Maybe try to miss that window if you can. But it's interesting because Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, we see an increase in traffic fatalities. People are either in a hurry, they're stressed, they're not used to traffic, they don't have patience, they have mental health illness, they're sleeping. You know, I could drive to Los Angeles from where I live and be there in 3 hours and 45 minutes. I could be at Disneyland in 3.5 hours from here, where I am right now. As long as there's no traffic and I don't have to stop and pee, easily, I could be at Disneyland in 3.5 hours if I want to be. But when you start to add traffic and bumper-to-bumper traffic, and you didn't sleep well, right, now it starts to change your reflex time. And so, you know, I find it fascinating that, you know, people are doing these types of studies. I'm glad they are doing these studies, you know, and it reminds us that, you know, there could be danger. Also, I guess, during solar eclipses, people like to party. Oh, in fact, now they're saying 200 million people across the U.S. will be driving range of the path. So, you see, I was just going to go outside with my glasses or with my little index card with a pinhole. That's what I was going to do. Although, when I did that last time, it hurt my eye still. The amount from the pinhole still hurt my eye, so I don't know if I'm going to be looking at it. But there are people that actually want to drive and see it, and good for you guys. But 200 million people might decide to be on the road at the time. That's some crazy stuff. Do not party. A solar eclipse happening, you know, is not necessarily a reason to party. I get you're not at work. I get the boss isn't around. A lot of YouTubing and TikToking. People from all over the place looking at the same thing, enjoying something like you do. This isn't a concert, okay? This isn't Las Vegas. You really don't have to get drunk. You really don't have to get stoned. In fact, you'll remember the moment more if you don't. But understand, some people drive like crap. So solar eclipse. I'm excited. I think it's cool. People are going to see it April 8th. It's just, for about a half hour, I had a little blind spot in my eye. Thank God it went away, but that scared me. I don't want to mess with my eyes. You know what? I'll just look at pictures online. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we had some breaking news. We'll give you an update on the bridge collapse. But other breaking news is RFK Jr. Appears to intending to name today as his vice presidential pick, Nicole Shanahan. Now, I haven't really been following the RFK Jr. Campaign. We asked for him to come on the show, answer some questions about, you know, how he feels about, you know, moving forward in terms of vaccines and in terms of FDA and COVID and lockdowns and things like that, because, you know, he seems to have some very interesting opinions on the matter, which really digressed from the Democratic Party narrative. And so, you know, he's gutsy. And, you know, Kennedy Democrats have had a pretty good name in terms of their being more moderate in terms of their Democratic philosophies, but still haven't heard back from his campaign at the time said he was busy, and I'm sure, you know, he dealing with his vice presidential pick, he's going to be continue to be busy. But I'll try to get him on the show because I want to ask him a few questions. But this Nicole Shanahan is an attorney, an entrepreneur from San Francisco Bay Area. It appears she will be joining his campaign as his vice presidential selection. She has never run for elected office, has contributed to his campaign and super PAC. Apparently she is wealthy. And the announcement is, I guess, going to be scheduled later today in Oakland, California. Independent presidential candidates, you know, don't usually go that far, but they do make an impact. And in this particular case, it can make a very, very huge impact on those who do not want Biden to win again. We don't think it's going to pull a lot from the Trump side. We think it's going to be pulling more from the Biden side. But, you know, it's interesting. Some people ask, why go through it? Why spend the money if you're not going to win? Well, you know, politics isn't always about winning. Well, I mean, some independent candidates are also puppets or are planned there or plotted there. You know, I think, you know, RFK Jr., tragically losing his father, tragically losing his uncle, and being in the family that he's been in that has been just, you know, gone through so much. You know, I think he has always, you know, looked at a political position. And when I heard he was running, you know, I thought that was, you know, I think the Kennedys have been threatened so many times, and with what they went through in terms of the assassinations, that when a Kennedy says, to hell with you guys, I'm going to run, it's, you know, there's some cojones there. And, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing the Kennedy family make a comeback. I don't really perceive this to actually go that far. I know he was thinking about using Aaron Rodgers as a running mate, former Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard, etc. But his anti-vaccine advocacy, even though some people think that isolates him, it actually, I think, is what really bolstered his support. There were many Democrats, I have a lot of Democratic friends, liberal friends that were very anti-vaccine mandates. There were many Republican friends I had that were pro-vaccine mandates. So it was interesting how you would think the whole vaccine mandate thing would be a lot more polarized and politicized in terms of right versus left. But there were a lot of Democrats that said, no, this isn't right. And I have two friends that are very liberal, you know, and because of side effects their family incurred with vaccines, they don't vaccinate. Has nothing to do with supporting Biden. Has nothing. They just, that's not for us. If it's not for us, we are going to decline. And it should be personal choice. So he being, RFK Jr., you know, riding on that as part of his platform is, I think, huge for us. And I'm not surprised. I just don't know how far he would go. He also has certain key policy positions. And again, he's more moderate. So interesting. Shanahan told the New York Times that she helped make the ad that was played during Super Bowl supporting RFK. That ad, I think, got some heat because it was, it talked a lot about JFK. And there was something that I forgot that didn't go well, you know, in terms of viewers. But she made the ad, and she gave $4 million to the Super PAC American Values last month to finance that. And so it'll be interesting because now she'll have money that she could directly put into the campaign. Now, why would somebody donate money to candidates that won't win? I mean, will they not win? I mean, could they overtake Biden? You know, you would think more people would like Kennedy over Biden, being that Biden has become unpopular. But there's this, I remember I was asked to run for politics in a couple different elections. And there's a landscape that you have to navigate through. and there is control being held by party members that is, you know, very difficult to navigate. And so, you know, when I said, look, you know, I could consider this, but I feel this way and this way because I'm very, you know, bipartisan on a lot of things. You know, I don't know if that necessarily worked for the powers that be. They wanted somebody more extreme, and that's not me. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, you know, right now, that's where the RFK campaign is moving towards. Now, there's been some drama at NBC as former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel was actually hired on as a contributor. Apparently, we're being told NBC is dropping her now. And now they're going to be up for lawsuits as a result of this. So the RNC chair, Ronna McDaniel, had left her position. And NBC News picked her up as a correspondent. And usually news stations, and you know, when they have political contributors, they like to have people on both sides of the aisle if they want to be fair and balanced. But apparently, individuals at the network revolted. Chuck Todd erupted into this on-air rant about McDaniel's hiring. I think Rachel Maddow as well, saying that the hiring was inexplicable. And said she hoped bosses would reconsider that decision. What they don't understand is that is a ratings win. Apparently, they took issue with her support for Donald Trump and took issue supporting the election fraud claims. Well, so, you know, political contributors, I already kind of have an issue with, you know, the vetting that they may have. With, you know, do you have individuals that have, you know, a lot of expertise? Do you have individuals that can understand both sides, that can not just argue their side, not sway because they're making money on a network? But interesting, you have somebody that seems to be the polarized opposite, which isn't that what these networks want. So they show both sides. And instead, well, if you're not like us, you don't get the job. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes, because we're being told that she may now sue. And you know, I think news has taken a very wrong turn. News has become entertainment. You have these personalities. You have these, you know, and maybe I was naive, but I used to think it was just, you know, Brian Jennings or Tom Brokaw or Connie Chung just telling the news, just reporting the news. And I, Walter Cronkite, and I understand there could have been some bias. I mean, we saw Walter Cronkite cry when he found out JFK was shot, like the rest of the country had done. You know, that's, you know, there, you can have, you know, a personality, but now it seems like they are hiring certain people and using certain people just to say what needs to be said. I had done a TV interview with one host who wanted me to be 100% against COVID vaccines and COVID vaccines in children. And I had said, based on having a friend of the family whose child died of COVID-related myocarditis, it should be up to the doctor. Okay, it shouldn't be up to people banning it, mandating it, anything like that. It should be up between the vaccines are available, like other medications, and between the patient and their doctor. And that was the stance I took. But they wanted me to say, no children should get this under any circumstances. I couldn't do that. I'm a doctor. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens here, but it already shows the bias NBC News has, where they can't have people, you know, concerned about election integrity on their panel. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A massive response is underway after a bridge collapse in Baltimore with cars in the water. Dave Collins has the update.
The U.S. Coast Guard, Baltimore Fire and Police, and a number of other state agencies are responding after a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The incident is being treated as a mass casualty event. The Maryland Transportation Authority says all lanes are closed in both directions. I'm Dave Collins.
Earlier plans to host a delegation from Israel in Washington are now on ice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called off the visit in protest of a new U.S.-backed resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza. A statement from Netanyahu's office said the United States' decision harms attempts to free hostages. The resolution that passed Monday at the UN calls for a ceasefire through the rest of Ramadan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So earlier this morning, we woke up to hearing that the Francis Scott Key Bridge, or what Baltimore calls it, their Key Bridge, collapsed after being struck by a cargo ship. Five vehicles fell submerged in water. Six construction workers missing. Maryland authorities are right now using sonar detection devices to search for the crew. These members fell about 180 plus feet as the bridge is a 185-foot bridge into 47-degree Fahrenheit water. It's hard to survive anything like that at a 20-foot drop into water. You could sustain broken bones. 185 feet. Not good. Not to mention a 47-degree water, the hypothermia. So Governor Westmore declared a state of emergency following this catastrophic collision. It occurred approximately at 1:30 a.m. where the Singaporean-flagged Dolly was 20 minutes into its journey, being piloted by local crew, when it slammed into a support column on the bridge. Right now, President Biden and everybody involved says this was an accident. And the ship's crew managed to issue a mayday before it crashed into the bridge. It luckily allowed officials to stop cars from going on the bridge. Thank God, because you notice there weren't that many cars on the bridge when this happened. But still, sadly, lives have been lost. Or one is currently hospitalized, one survived, and now we have missing crew members. Not crew members of the ship, but members who were working on potholes on the bridge. According to Governor Moore, they said, "We're thankful that between the mayday and collapse that we had officials who were able to begin the stop to stop the flow of traffic so more cars were not up on the bridge." And, you know, I know this is an absolute mess and people are asking why and they want heads to roll for something like this happening. But on the flip side, we do have to look at the glasses half full. We are very lucky that a bridge like that only had a few cars on it and a handful of people. Still frightening and still tragic. But, you know, if they did use that mayday and they did have a system in place where in the middle of the night they could slow down traffic, you know, well done in terms of that. But still, this should have never happened. President Joe Biden did address a building collapse. He is going to send federal aid, and he said they are going to repay pay to rebuild the bridge. He said to the people of Baltimore, "We're with you. We're going to stay with you as long as it takes." And the port of Baltimore is one of the nation's main shipping ports. They're going to get it up and running again as soon as possible. But right now, things are being diverted. Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Wheatfield said 8 people were on the bridge when it collapsed. 2 of them were rescued from the water. 1 declined medical treatment, but the other was taken to the hospital and looks like was released. Now, we were told that the second person had serious injuries, so that's a good sign that they were released. But again, we're getting these reports in and they could be conflicting. Officials said they spotted 5 vehicles submerged underwater due to the infrared and side scan sonar technology, 3 passenger vehicles, a cement truck, and a 5th vehicle. Now, we don't know what led to the crash. When you watch the video, you see the ship go dark. Then you see it go light again, and then you see it go dark again. So it looks like there was a power failure. There were 22 people on board that ship. It's a cargo ship. And, of course, Coast Guard is talking to them, interviewing them. But it was operated by a Singaporean charter vessel company called Synergy Energy. It's a Danish shipping company. And the ship was a 948-foot, known as Dolly, D-A-L-I. Has nothing to do with my show. 22 people on board, all of Indian descent. The cargo had 4,679 20-foot cargo units. It was in the port of Baltimore. This port dates back to 1706. The port generates, according to Daily Mail, $3.2 billion in revenue. 140,000 people work in the port. That could also include restaurants and surrounding support businesses for the port. In 2023, $74.3 billion in cargo crossed through. So at 12:30 a.m. this morning, the ship leaves Seagirt Marine Terminal. At 1 a.m., the shipping vessel turns southeast towards the Francis Scott Key Bridge. 26 minutes later, it collides with one of the bridge's supports. At 1:30 a.m., officials race to find survivors in the water. Water was about 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Outside was 39 degrees Fahrenheit. And so divers and air assets are still currently working. We'll try to keep you posted if we get any other news. But right now, they do not feel it was terrorism. There are no ties to terrorism. Now, when you watch the video and you see the bridge just completely collapse, You know, of course, the first thing that comes into your mind is how could this have been prevented? You know, what sort of force caused something like this to happen? And, you know, I am no marine expert, you know, and port expert, but I do know that whenever you are traveling in vulnerable areas, there are speed limits. You are asked to use a local pilot, which, from what we understand, local Baltimore pilots were helping pilot the ship. But there needs to also be a fail-safe and some sort of protections if, as we're suspecting in this case, something goes wrong. Now, when a boat loses power, you would think it would slow down. It would, I'm not sure at what speed it was going, but it looked like the speed was with a force enough to take down the concrete pillar. And there were two concrete pillars. They both completely crumbled. And once that support structure fell, everything fell. And, you know, you can only have X amount of support structures because things go under the bridge or around the bridge. And so, according to the Baltimore Sun, the Dolly was setting off on a very long voyage. It was going to be about 28 days. The crew had to go around South Africa to avoid the Red Sea, where Yemeni Houthi rebels had been attacking ships from the west to protest the war in Gaza. So they had, a lot of fuel, et cetera, as well as a lot of cargo. And for them to have to pass under the bridge is something that's been done by boats for centuries now. And then I think it was going to then end up, I'm not exactly sure which port in Asia, but it was going to go around South Africa. So rescue efforts still underway. We hope they could find survivors. It's not looking good. Obviously, that sort of temperature of water can cause severe hypothermia pretty quickly. And according to an early cybersecurity and infrastructure security agent report, the container ship lost propulsion. And then it just headed straight into the bridge support. So, it's all hands on deck over there. It's just absolutely tragic. You know, we're told, the governor had said that the bridge, I think it's been around since 1977, and had been up to code. I mean, yeah, Baltimore's on top of things. I'm telling you right now, I've seen that. I mean, I understand there were some 2020 ballots that were just recently found in one of the post offices. But in terms of their structure, they've had some pretty good structure. It's just, I don't understand why we are having so many issues, whether it's near misses with airplanes, whether it's derailments of trains, whether it's this. You know, I think Pete Buttigieg has his work cut out for him. But, it just seems like we have a lot of issues recently. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I cannot stand these articles talking about the cancer capital of the country or the cancer city of the state or these. And you know, I get that when you're in science, you also are into numbers. So you like to look at numbers and all that. And I do respect when there is a, shall we say, a trend for there being more cancers and clusters of cancer that we get on it. I mean, I am blown away at how many doctors I trained with came down with cancer. And I start to wonder, did something happen in the hospitals we trained at? Were we exposed to something? Why so many people got cancer and died of it? You know, but then again, you know, the average, I remember in medical school learning that one in two of us have a chance of getting cancer. You have a 1 in 2 chance of getting cancer. Now, that could be a benign skin cancer. It could be a benign tumor. But another recent study said there's a 40% chance. So rather than 50% chance, a 40% chance of getting cancer. So cancer rates can be pretty high, especially if we're outliving the heart disease, we're outliving accidents, we're wearing helmets, we're wearing seat belts. So we're treating infectious disease differently by having antibiotics, by having vaccines. But this article came out, and this study looked at Iowa becoming America's cancer capital. Now, Iowa had the fourth highest incidences of cancers related to alcohol. So they think maybe that's why Iowa cancer cases have been rising. But they say that Iowa is an American cancer hotspot and becomes a cancer capital. I don't think it means they have the highest numbers of cancer, but Iowa, as you know, is not necessarily the most populous state. But cancer rates have been increasing. They say it falls in second place for the highest rate of diagnoses, 480 people per 100,000 people, according to the National Cancer Institute. That's higher than the national average of 442 cases per 100,000 people. So in 2024, they said 21,000 Iowans are predicted to be diagnosed with cancer. When you look at the population of that 480 cases per 100,000 people, that would mean 20,000 people are going to be coming down with cancer or being diagnosed. So two issues are being theorized as culprits. One is contaminated water, soil, and air from chemicals in their booming agriculture industry, maybe pesticides, other sorts of chemicals. The other is Iowa's growing alcohol problem. Dr. Nathan Goodyear, medical director of an integrative cancer center in Arizona, told Daily Mail that both alcohol and pesticides are two major contributors to a, quote, inhospitable environment that may raise the risk of cancer. Now, agriculture in Iowa accounts for $17.3 billion of the state's $247 billion gross domestic product. It is the third highest grossest industry in the state. Two leading crops are corn and soybeans. They require large amounts of pesticides and fertilizers. I don't eat soybeans. I don't eat a lot of corn. But that would be a very interesting study. If that really was the case, do individuals who eat those crops have a higher risk? The state uses 237 million pounds of weed killers and 11.6 billion pounds of fertilizer per year, more than any other state. The level of fertilizer use accounts for 28% of the entire country's each year. Now, I know some of you are thinking, okay, wait a second. If pesticides are such a no-no, then maybe we should limit our access to fruits and vegetables that have pesticides. Interesting logic. But a low fruit and vegetable diet, and mostly meat and potatoes, has also been linked to cancer. So if pesticides is the underlying thread, you know, we either have to make sure our fruits and vegetables are really, really cleaned thoroughly before you eat them, or we might need to kind of figure out a little bit more about what exactly is going on. Now, I do believe that being exposed to pesticides is not healthy. I don't think our body was designed for 1/1,000,000th the amount of chemicals that we are exposed to. But the other concern, and which could also be studied, is marijuana use. People who smoke marijuana are not only exposed to pesticides because these marijuana farms want to protect their lucrative crop, but also you're inhaling the chemicals. You know, marijuana, legalizing marijuana, was never to be about everybody smoking a bunch more pot. It was about us being able to have cannabis so we could study, you know, us being able to limit some of the obstacles and regulations so that it could be studied. People with pain could have access to it if needed. Medical applications could be studied, police officers freed up. But I think smoking marijuana could be one of the most dangerous things you could do. Not only can marijuana cause certain health effects, but what you're taking into the lungs. You shouldn't be having pesticides in your lungs. And so, is anybody studying that? We know that marijuana use can increase heart disease, stroke, things like that. Is that because of the pesticides too? Now they say Iowa's livestock and poultry industry produces more waste per year than any other state, 109 billion pounds. And they say pesticides and nitrates from animal waste drain from farms into water sources. Exposure to nitrates from animal waste has been linked to cancer. Cancer of the brain, breast, bladder, liver, bile duct, ovaries, as well as non-Hodgkin lymphoma. So, you know, pesticides and chemicals disrupt hormones. We get that. They can increase inflammation. It can affect our immune system. It can also allow disrupt how some of our immune cells fight cancer cells. But I don't think it's just the agriculture. Now, it could also be that in Iowa, I'm licensed in Iowa, maybe more doctors are on top of it in terms of diagnosing. Maybe they're like, look, guys, you've been calling in for a sore throat every month asking for antibiotics. Has anybody examined your throat to see if it's cancer? Maybe it's also because you have a lot of people from California and New York fleeing and going towards the Midwest. Maybe the population has increased in Iowa. Maybe the population boomed. And so, yes, now you're seeing more people. But they say alcohol is big. Iowa has one of the highest rates of binge drinking in the United States. 22% of residents reporting the habit. Now, they also have some good sports teams. But, you know, alcohol, we know, has been linked to cancer. And excessive alcohol use, not healthy. Alcohol is a known carcinogen. It damages cells, inhibits the cell's ability to repair itself. It can also cause normal cells to turn into cancerous ones. We see alcohol-related cancers in the mouth, the pharynx, your voice box, your esophagus, head and neck, colorectal, liver, breast. Compared to those who don't drink, if you drink alcohol, you have a 5 times higher risk of developing cancers in these areas. 2.5-time risk of throat cancer. Well, alcohol causes acid reflux. You know, maybe the acid that's coming up and the heartburn, you know, could be related to changes in the or just the alcohol having exposure. So, yeah, whether you live in Iowa, whether you live in Missouri, whether you live in Minnesota, whether you live in Arizona, understand that these are things that could contribute seriously to your health. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.